Mister, are you going to read or not?
However, as the generations evolved, second paragraph, page 49 in Hebrew, you can also find it on Kabbalah Media. However, as the generations evolved, however, as the generations evolved, there were already societies connected under the term state, that is, without any familial or racial ties. The only connection of the individual to the state is no longer a natural, primitive connection, but stems from a common need, where each individual bonds with the collective into a single body, which is the state. And the state protects the body and possessions of every individual with all the power of a state.
Meaning previously it was in the family. First it was with the family and then in the state, because the possessions grew. They had more possessions and more dependency on each other. I don't depend only on my family and my piece of land and the few animals around me and the piece of agricultural land. Rather, I depend on many other families and many other people. And then I have also an interest for them to also be close to me, have a good relation to me. And my well-being depends on their well-being, etc. That's why they started organizing in cities. Cities is not so long ago, just a few hundreds of years. You started with the building the walls around the cities. Until in between cities, they started with the interaction, there was a connection, an interdependency, and they became a state. And today we see that, well, we're a state. Today we're all already talking about opening the borders, and everyone depends on everyone else. Were it not for the egoistic desire to control the other parts, all the borders would be canceled. It's just because each one wants to be. He wants to be the head. He wants to be the ruler. That's why we still have them. Countries, states. Yes?
Indeed, that transition where the generations moved from the natural nation to the artificial state, from ties that stem from primitive love to ties that stem from a common need, does not take anything from the conditions necessary in a natural racial state. The rule is that as every healthy individual has complete control over one's organs, which is based solely on love, because the organs joyfully obey without any fear or punishment, the state similarly should completely dominate all the individuals within it with respect to its general needs. Based on love and instinctive devotion of the individuals to the collective. This is the most convenient force sufficient to move the individuals towards the needs of the collective.
Questions? What?
Two questions. The transition from the natural nation to the artificial state does not take from all those necessary conditions, meaning the connection is lost.
You have a question?
Yes.
Ask.
The connection is lost, but the conditions work nevertheless. How do we overcome this problem?
I don't understand what problem, what connection, what do you want? Just as I have a connection in the family, because I want to have a family, children, a home. I serve them and they serve me. So it is as well, in a different degree maybe, but I still have a connection with my neighbors in my city, and even between cities as a state, because we need each other.
Yeah, but in the natural relation, it happened by its own, naturally.
And so, also naturally, the family is connected to a city, and a few cities to a state.
Now, if you look, there's only this mutual need, and the laws of this nation work, but they're concealed from us. How do we overcome that? Maybe I'm not explaining myself.
No. Naturally, egoistically, you only have an interest to be in a family. And also, that's also gone these days. All the other connections require some justification. Even for a family, you need a justification. You see that if you don't have a justification, you get divorced. And you don't, why do I need that? I do my calculation, my benefit, and the harm I have, how much I have to invest to get some pleasure from the family. What do I need that for? I'll buy a microwave oven, washing machine. I don't need anyone. It's the same thing we have with a nation. I can't serve myself in a comfortable and good way. That's why I'm willing to go into this nation, to be a part of it, and even to take upon myself a few commitments. I'll pay taxes, I'll take part in all kinds of things, I'll refrain from harming them, because I want to enjoy. That's worthwhile for me. I measure one with the other. If it's not, I'll move somewhere else. Yeah, or I'll make some mess in this country. Riots, etc. And all that is a calculation. You see that you have revolutions, all kinds of things. You have elections. This one's not okay. That one's not okay. It's all the time this way. You always measure the benefit and the harm. What are your profits? How much do we have to pay? And do we agree to pay for what we're getting? That's all. It's the same in the family, in the village, in the city, and in the country.
Another question?
Yes.
Can you please explain what is this method of connection, of work from the individual to the collective, as he's saying at the end? If you can explain.
I don't understand.
At the end, what he's saying, there's a kind of work which is from the individuals to the collective, towards the collective. What is that form of connection?
The form of connection from individuals to collective is called a society. They decide in what web of connections between themselves they'll be connected. That's the rules of society. There are the natural rules of society, and we always want to try to do them artificially. And then there's a problem, because no one then knows.
Well, right at the end, that's what Ofer is asking. He writes that the nation should completely dominate all the individuals within it with respect to its general needs, based on love and instinctive devotion of the individuals to the collective.
That's the ideal, when everyone feels as one family, and even more, as one man. A family is not one man. Well,
it sounds totally utopian.
Yeah, of course it is utopian. In the meantime, it is utopia, until the upper force will force us to do it, nonetheless.
But why does he write that the love and devotion that the individuals have towards the collective, that it's instinctive, this connection and love? How can there be love and devotion, instinctive love and devotion between the individuals and the collective, if it's not a biological family?
Even in a family, it's not instinctive. The fact that I want to live with someone somehow, that's in the animate level. It's not a true level of a family. When we will reach a state, when we're all connected together, as one man in one heart, will that be natural, instinctive, or not?
Hmm?
When the upper light acts, connecting us all to one Patsuf, would that be natural? Natural? Will it be instinctive? Yes, it will go in instinctively. Because it will work with our desires. We'll be connected this way, and you won't be able to change yourself. That's the way you will start to feel others as an inseparable part. It's not even a part. We don't have words for that of you. That's why, just as a person, so it is in the family, in the town, in the city, in the country, and all over the world. Everyone has to be connected to be one body, as one body, as one patsuf. That's the natural, correct, instinctive way that should, how should I say it, that should rule. But in the meantime, it is most certainly unrealistic. I agree. Well,
we continue. However, domination based on coercion and punishment is too weak a force to move every individual sufficiently to guard the needs of the public. The public, too, will weaken and will not be able to fulfill its commitment to guard and secure each individual's body and possessions. And we are not concerned with the form of governance of the state, whether autocratic, democratic, or cooperative. They do not change at all the essence of the establishment of the force of social unity. It cannot be established, much less persist, if not through ties of social love.
Okay, that's clear. No one is arguing with it. It's just one thing. It's unrealistic. Yes, Eli.
It's not clear what he's saying, that on the one hand, the nation has to dominate all the individuals completely. It sounds dictatorial.
Wait, what are you talking about when you say a dictatorship? Democracy is also the control of the people. Isn't that dictatorship? It's just not clear that it is. Now, here we say the country should rule. What country is he talking about? The country of Kabbalah. When you take the upper force, you reveal it by the connection between us. Itai, I'm going to make you stand in the corner like a child.
We discover the upper force. It's known to everyone. It's clear to everyone what should be. Everyone in potential agrees, although they're unable to keep it. So we start to move the society gradually towards the rule of this upper force on us. Dictatorship. Who is in control? The king. Who is he? The king of all kings.
That's called theocracy. Okay, the question here, I'm trying to understand, but the next...
Theocracy means that religion rules, but religion is something else. Here, we're not talking about religion, but about revelation, the revelation of the Creator to the creatures, where all the creatures are obligated to connect in order to reveal the Creator's in His governance over them. Or you can say that they acquire those qualities, and these qualities are what rules the society.
The question is, who is ruling? Because in the beginning...
The Creator is always the one who is in control, either through the negative force or the good force. Our choice is only in what way do we accept the rule of the will to bestow, of love, of connection. The force of love and connection is in control, is the ruler. You don't want it, it is in control even now, but it does it in such a way that you feel your life the way you do it right now. But there's no argument here. It's no argument on who rules. The argument is only on the extent that we associate ourselves to his control. What we're talking about, man's desire. We are in nature. Everything is arranged. Only the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us that we should come to know who rules over us and how we can get along with it.
But at the end, the governance is made of the place of people, that when they connect in ties of love, and that's the meaning of this force rules. Or there's some governance from above? Or?
No, either in good or in bad, the Creator is the one in control. Is it not the case now? It's also the case. We think, it appears to us, we are in control. It just lets us do various actions just in order to show us that we do it to our detriment. So we would learn and ultimately accept his rulership fully.
Is there any reality of a control except for the control of the Creator, that someone controls the nation in a way, or the nation grows?
Can't be. Only how? First in coercion, then in desire. I don't remember how it's written. But either way, he is the one in control.
Regarding the discernment between the primitive love of the family and the love that out of this common need, the mutual need, what's the difference between them?
The difference is that on the animate degree, this is called instinctively, we work like animals. If we would not be so confused with all in our society, whose corruption has crossed all limits, then we would just want to get married, bring children, because it's comfortable and good, because we are arranged like this naturally. What does it mean? Nature obligates us, so it's good to us, it's comfortable for us to keep this law. Just like animals have families, although for different times and so on, we're the same. It's good for a person to be like that.
That only strengthens the fact that even in the family, it's a mutual need. What is the primitive love here?
Of course, it's all the will to receive that works in the inside there.
So what's the difference between the primitive love in a family and the love that later came to happen when the families connected to cities and then countries? It became a mutual need.
This also happens to them naturally, where their mutual interdependence went up. I can not provide all my needs with the help of my family and a few animals and a piece of land. I need to be connected with others. At least in a village, later in a city, metropolitan, then the whole world. Who can fulfill or provide for his own heightened needs? Using only his state, his nation. No, he can't. Look, where's your shirt from, your pants, and microphone, everything you're holding.
So what's changed here, essentially, between the primitive love?
Dependence. They show us that we are dependent on everyone. And if that's the case, you have to be with the whole world in peace, in a complementary relationship. Treat them well, or otherwise you will not get a new shirt tomorrow. Or food. Go into the supermarket and see where the food comes from.
But when I was in the level of the family, I still had this mutual need level. Love was still the need.
So now the whole world for you needs to be as one family. If you depend on their provisions.
What's the difference? What's the difference between...
The difference is that you have to be get along with them nicely, just like you do in your family.
But even when I was in a family, I lived with a mutual need.
With the family?
Yes.
But now with the whole world.
So?
That's the difference.
What's changed here?
That you need to take care of the whole world. Because you depend on them.
Meaning, then it was clear.
You see, we came to it. But our evil inclination, our ego, doesn't let us to exist this way. That's the paradox. We depend on one another 100%. Try to disconnect one country from the other countries. It's not like it used to be. The First World War. Second World War was already a problem. Why Hitler went this way and then another way to conquer Czech and Slovakia and other places. Because there he had iron and over there he had something else and other resources. Why do the Chinese want to break into Africa? So we depend on each other. And because of that, our evil inclination doesn't let us to connect to one another in the right way.
Meaning what's missing here, in the beginning when I was in this primitive love for the family, I saw I depended on them. But now, even though I depend on the world, I don't see I depend on them.
Your egoistic desire conceals this from you.
What is this phenomenon of the concealment over the dependency?
So you come to know that there's an evil inclination in you, and you have no choice either to suffer greatly or to correct. And you can only correct the relationship between everyone through education of love thy friend as yourself. To be in love, like in a family, let's say.
Why is it bad that it's concealed from me that I depend on everyone? I don't feel I'm doing any bad thing by that.
Because you're shooting your own foot. You harm yourself.
Only because I don't feel I depend on others, I harm?
That's it, yeah. Look, each one wants to... He wants to pounce on the other, see what's happening all over the world. Do you know how much we're spending on weapons and all those things?
This concealment, if we can go a bit... Okay, I don't have this specific question, but...
If we had a little less egoists, imagine we would need to produce 90% of what we're producing now. And additionally, if you would give up the cosmetics and weapons, you know how the world would be, how much wealth, abundance. It's all ego.
And how, knowing that we depend, that's clear. Everyone knows we depend on each other.
So we have to take care of our ego that doesn't let us live and taking us down until we will enter the Third World War. I don't understand why you're...
There's a special, a weird phenomenon. Everyone understands we depend on each other. Everyone knows we have to take on everyone else under consideration, but still...
And we can't.
We can't.
That's why it's called the evil inclination. It doesn't let us do it. This is the reason it's called the evil inclination. Because although we discovered it, we can't deal with it. And the Creator said, I've created the evil inclination against me. Opposite me. You want to rule over it? You want to mitigate it? I can do it. You can't.
So what do we need to do in order to feel?
To come to know that there's a force in the world called the upper force, that's just like it created the evil inclination, only it can fix it and turn it into the good inclination, only in this way. Only this way, no other way. Why? So we would require the help of the Creator. That's why the evil inclination is called an angel, help against. That he himself, as it's written about Pharaoh, that brought the people of Israel closer to our Father in the heavens.
So how can we come closer to this feeling, more towards this feeling that there's one force we have to address?
It's called evil inclination. Not that it's bad to you, but that it's so bad, so evil, that it doesn't let you agree with it. That even when you recognize how harmful it is, you can't diminish it. You see, the whole world says it. What can we do? It's our nature. It's true, we want to destroy one another. We're coming through the economic crisis. It's true that soon we won't have anything to eat and we will start killing one another. But what can we do? There's nothing to do. We're going towards annihilation.
This is very strange.
As if you're discovering only now.
No, this phenomenon is strange.
Everybody knows it.
Yes, everyone knows.
Everybody gets it, right?
Yes.
And everybody acts in order to hide it more. And the one who hides it more is considered more successful. Meaning the one who's more ignorant is more successful. Because it's like a child. It doesn't want to see it. You know how kids, they cover their eyes if something scares them. So that's it. You can't see. You can't see. It's not there. That's how the greatest in the world are doing.
But how can you rationally start coming closer to each other and to discover this addressed as something that is also concealed from us?
Very simply, they say that if we connect, and the most correct connection is how? In the ten, through using what Kabbalists recommend to us, then we can come to connection with the upper force whose hand is the only one holding the evil inclination. And if we'll ask, not only it will restrain the evil inclination, it will also change it. And instead of the evil inclination, we will have the good inclination. Better. Where all the negative states, negative phenomena will become positive. And all the bad and bitter will become good and sweet. But on the condition that you will ask this of Him, come to know Him, recognize Him, and perform acts of request. And these acts of requesting are called prayer. And the prayer needs to be on the condition that you pray with the others together in the ten. That's why it took you through this entire evolution. From the time you used to live on the trees and then came down from the tree and entered the cave with your missus and your kids. And through generations, you came to the village and then the city and then the state and now the whole world. He brought you to that state so you will see that there's no choice, nowhere else to go. You cannot escape your evolution to any state that's better. Rather, it will only be worse. Ultimately, everything you went through from the beginning of your evolution till today, you tried to escape the bad and you failed. Now you have no choice, you're at a dead end. That's why he's telling you in this article that we're done. We came to the final calculation.
Last question. Also, the tens is a method in the level of the country, of the world, of the whole human society, these tens?
All of humanity in general is a ten. One ten. And it divides into sub-tens, but everything is a ten. Why? You cannot rise above the will to receive all the way till you reach the form of bestowal unless you connect to nine others like you. Why? We begin to work, you understand why. Because we don't understand. What is Chesed, Gvoa, Tiferet, Netzah, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, and three more lines, and all sorts of processes, and inside this 10, 125 degrees. This is various states that we learn about. It's all in it. All those states. We have to go through them in order to reach the correct use of our will to receive.
In the level of the collective, or not the ones who have points in the heart?
Yes, on the level of the collective.
That's a method for the collective.
Yeah, both on the level of the collective and the level of the individual, as the individual and the collective are equal. And you have nowhere to run. And everyone will be included in this. And only the extent to which they are is different. You have these Bushmen in Australia, Africa, and you have those who are in Fifth Avenue in New York, and you have those, you have all kinds. But each one will have to be included with the whole world as a ten. You have something? Also good.
From you have hemmed me from behind it before. We need an intro. Any wheel goes round and back to his holiness. And even though it seems that the horse is leading the rider according to his desire, the truth is the opposite. The rider, he leads the horse to where he wants to go. But it is not revealed in the present, but only in the future. Understand this. It turns out that this discernment is also a connection of achor be'achor. It's not the desire of the one who clothes or the one who is clothed. And those who do his desire, meaning they reveal the clothes of Malchut in the present, are connected in panim be'panim, the good desire of the one who clothes and the one who is clothed, because this discernment is his desire, the Creator's desire. This is the meaning of, because you did not serve the Lord with gladness, and you will work anyway and serve Him. But the difference is without desire or with desire.
That's it. Look what's happening with the world. It's very easy to explain it today. Because everyone can see. It's all open before us. You can know where to go. There's nowhere to go. Either you go into great troubles, or you begin to listen or hear about the corrections. That's it.
Isn't it strange to come with a method of love to the world? What he writes here?
Love is called connection. And we see that we're all connected. We begin to discover endless, infinite connections between everyone. No one can disconnect from the others. But we don't want to be connected. Except it doesn't help. We used to be connected as a family in a village, in a city. Even 500 years ago, you had walled cities that exist, and that's it. Every city was like a little mini-state. You know history. That's how it is. It was in Italy, in Germany, many places. And we see that this cannot go on. So what do you want to say? Still, how to run away? You can't. You can't go back. you can, through war, you can cause such problems that a person would kind of shrink himself, limit himself, that he will enter into a lifestyle of 100, 200 years ago. But it wouldn't help. It will erupt, nevertheless, the ego, and you'll see the problems.
How can we set a goal, an ideal, this instinctive devotion and love from the individuals to the collective?
I don't know. I just have to prove to everyone, to explain that this was given to us by, from nature. That's why there's no argument here. It's not that your party wants to do this and my party wants to do that. There's no argument. This is coming to us from nature. That's why, keep it or not, it's up to us. If we don't, it will be bad. If we will, it will be good. So where's the decision? We have a bit of a freedom to decide, oh, so, you know, not to do it. So we'll do it in 10, 20 years, you want to say. Maybe we'll die in the meantime. Let them correct everything. But you cannot escape the truth. That's what we need to do. First of all, prove. This is the law of nature. That's why love, it's not called love. Love means intermingling, the correct connection between all the parts of creation. This is kind of a derogatory word with us, love. Who doesn't love? Look, every politician says it. That's it.
It's not clear where there is any free choice here.
Free choice? Where do we have free choice?
We learn in the environment, etc. It's not clear where do you have any free choice. And it's also not clear why we're off the trees. If we could stay on the trees, everything would be still be fine.
Of course. Even now, people would go, we would go back, right? Except there's not enough trees.
But there's supposed to be some benefit in the fact that the humankind came off the trees and got some...
On what? Where did you learn about free choice? On what state did you learn free choice? Free choice is whoever is above his ego. And then he chooses bestow out of his free choice where he can... choose even not to do it. Listen to what I'm telling you. Maybe you will get the possibilities that open up before you. But before that, there's no free choice. Everyone is going to death, one after the other, in rows. There's no free choice. In what are you free? Now you're free just because it's concealed from you to what extent you are not free. At any moment, thousands of actions, internal, external, instinctive, or otherwise, you are not free. In nothing. When you acquire a screen, restriction, screen, or chozer, reflected light, enter the system, to the extent that you acquire the screen, masach, only in that area, in that height, you will receive the free choice to rise to a higher degree or not. And then you will work above reason on wanting to know, to get to know the greatness of the Creator, although it is seemingly against you. And then you'll have free choice in the middle third of Tiferet. That's all. But who are you talking about right now? Little animals? That are not even aware. Aware that they are completely operated. Even that we're not aware of. It would hurt us. You know, if this hard disk would spin inside of me, and I could read what's written there and do it. Read what's written there and do it. But this is what's happening. This is what's happening to all of us. So only with the grace of the Creator, in order to evolve, this is concealed from us, and that's why we think of ourselves. We are free. Yeah.
What's the difference between love in the degree of the beast and the love in the degree of Adam, the human level?
Love and the degree of man, Adam, is against the desire. That what he hated, he now came to a state that he loves. Out of what? Out of the appreciation of the upper one.
Or out of lack of choice.
No, lack of choice is not love. You cannot... How can you imagine yourself that you can love reluctantly?
Because it's dictated. Meaning, it's not that I don't have free choice.
You cannot obligate on love. Love, no, you can come to it through changes, and those changes, you can go through them necessarily when you obligate yourself. But when you come to a state called love, it's the highest value. They can even give you, you know, the opposite state. You know, be a king, do whatever you want, go wherever you want. No. I'm willing to be the smallest, controlled 100%. I don't care about the future, past, present, nothing, except for one thing. Only dvikut, adhesion, a minimal degree of adhesion in one point in the upper one, and that's it.
How can you pass on such a message?
This is a different question.
Now I'm asking a different question.
No, that's something else. I'm talking to Aran Kurtz. I'm sorry. I thought I could give it to you. The higher up we go up the ladder of degrees, our annulment is greater and greater. Yeah. Because the will to receive opens up to you more and more and more, and you annul it. Not it, you cannot annul the will to receive, rather you annul, you revoke its rule, its control.
So where is love covers all transgressions?
This is even higher than that. When you don't only annul it, revoke it, love is when I accept only one condition, to provide everyone with everything and leave nothing to myself except for the ability to provide them with everything. That's how it is physically, tangibly, that's how love is expressed. Because we're talking about vessels and fulfillment. Oh boy, yeah, I came to this place from a lot. It's almost abroad. Yeah, that's how it is.
I believe you can explain to the people and to prove by publicizing in an intelligent way that the connection is the solution and the ego is what separates us and what stands in our way and it's killing us.
It's possible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Logically, talk to a person about anything, but emotionally, internally, they won't take it well because it's against the will to receive. I agree with you 100%, and I talk to many people like that. I remember I was with Norma in Italy. Was there anyone else with us? No, Chaim Ratz? He wasn't there? Moshe Admoni was translator. I don't remember. So I explained to this guy everything about the wisdom of Kabbalah. He's the representative of the European Union in Italy. I explained everything to him. He said, I agree 100%, but we cannot accept it. Who will I talk to?
That's clear. That's what I'm saying. By publicizing
So there's a matter of the intellect and the emotion. So intellectually, we understand we need to be connected with one another. What do you mean? Of course, let's cancel weapons and arms and everything that disturbs us and bothers us, everything. Cancel this 90% of this, you know, Black Friday and everything. Please. We live such wonderful life. But emotionally, we can't accept it. The intellect, yes. The emotion, no. Because the desire, the feeling, will never give in. What to do with it?
Okay, so that's the question. And then they'll come to us. And it's disturbing to me that I don't know how to show them. Because I know many people who study Kabbalah, and their ego is also unbalanced. I mean, I won't be able to show them, look, I have a method. You see, millions of people are studying Kabbalah, and their ego is balanced. It's great. Come and join us.
No.
So, what can I offer them?
What can you offer them? That's why, on the one hand, dissemination. On the other hand, problems. Wait.
Okay, they have the trouble. That's why they're here.
We shouldn't wait. We should disseminate.
I'm one step ahead of that. They have the trouble. They came. Now, what do I show them?
Guys, as Nesi says, stand in trees or in tents. Teach them as quickly as possible that everything and all of humanity, all of creation, and all of our universe and all of the worlds are arranged according to the 10. The more we will build the 10 and adapt ourselves to this law, the smallest law, meaning on the smallest degree, let's take upon ourselves the spiritual law and we will live the life of the next world. Let's do it. You don't want it, you want it, doesn't matter. You have the means, we have the study, and inside the group, all sorts of things. Let's start, but start doing it. We are the first generation. We are not, but really, people will come, and it will be very easy for them to enter. We are the ones who are, you know, it's like people who invented bicycle or the car until today. You get it from the store, you turn a key, or not even, you press a button and you drive, no problem. You had to crank it until the car starts and all that. It will be easier. We are preparing ourselves, yes.
What you're saying is that people in 20 or 30 years from today will come, sit in tents.
I hope that you will do it.
And they'll balance their ego, then 30 more people and more and more and more.
I don't think 30. I think there will be such problems that people will run to find some shelter, some calm place, some light to shine for them in the future.
Well, the trouble is clear. Why I'm asking? Because I was in some conversation. I was people told me, so many people, they study Kabbalah. Where can you join? Yeah, you can't show them because it's concealed wisdom. And what's discovered inside a person is an internal internal satisfaction. And here everyone's on the scale, balanced on the scale. Here or there, pleasure or pain. And you can say that to each and everyone because no one in the meantime from these people
is under the restriction. So add to them some problems, he will be here all day. Add him other problems, he will run away from here to another kind of life. It's still like that. We haven't reached the organized vessel.
Meaning you see that people will study Kabbalah because they have no choice?
Of course, reluctantly. What? From love? From desire?
Some have curiosity or...
No. Even curiosity, I don't think it's enough. They're not aware. Curiosity is also a kind of deficiency. So one is afraid of the future. Another is afraid of the unknown, and so on. But still, it's fear or trepidation that has to be replaced with the correct trepidation.
But look what they did with smoking. The desire to smoke, yeah, it's fun. But look at the publication. People don't want to smoke because health is more important for them.
Because it's on the same level.
So with Kabbalah, it won't work this way?
No. It might work, but who would agree? How long has it been they're fighting with cigarettes?
30 years.
No, not 30. Let's say from the 90s. So, 20 years, let's say. But now they're bringing in the marijuana. They'll have beautiful control over everyone. What do you get out of cigarettes? Nothing. You just become sicker and you cost the nation, the country, the state more. Here, take another kind of cigarette or in some other way. Drops, drink, doesn't matter. They'll have a million ways to serve it and you'll be happy. That's it. I'll pay you 1,000 shekels from Social Security to sit at home, and they'll give you a bottle for a month, and that's it, you're done. You're happy. You don't need anything. Everybody with such faces walking down the street. That's it, nobody argues, nobody does anything. Government does what it wants, nobody rises against it. That's what you'll have. I said it 20 years ago. Why are they doing it? Only in order to replace one with the other. So, wait, Moshi, patiently. I understand you want to resign.
No, I want the method to work. I want to show them the method is working.
I told you, don't leave the police force. I told you, you would be retired by now.
I want to show them that this method works, that the ego, look, a person starts studying Kabbalah a few years, his ego becomes balanced. Look.
No. Just like our evolution, our development never stops. So the method of correction will never stop until the world will come to the final spiritual degree in corporeality, and their corporeality will be revoked.
That's clear, but I'm saying it a little bit, some tendency towards balance.
Yeah, but the more aggressive the will to receive, it suffers more, and to that extent, it is also against the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's greater, bigger.
But what are we going to show humanity? On the one hand, we say they have to reach connection. On the other hand, we don't have the method to show them.
You can show only logically, scientifically, but not emotionally. Not emotionally. You see, people go to court, a couple. How much they hate one another. But what happened? Everything is fine. I can't stand her. She says, I can't stand him. No, a feeling. Before, there were lovers. Why? We ourselves don't know what happened. How I loved him. How I looked at her. You know? It's a feeling. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can say about feeling. But about the intellect, yeah. That, why am I doing this? Another booklet. Oren is writing another booklet. Logically, right? Yeah, probably. Why am I doing all those talks and everything? Only through the intellect. You cannot approach a person emotionally.
So we're going to explain to them in our mind, but what about the emotion? A person works from emotion. What it will do?
He'll receive some blows and he'll want to hear through the intellect. Here, Shirovitz has an advice.
Now, we're talking about the method, so there's a short update about the tens. Just to update about Petach Tikva, so that friends all over will know what's going on, because there are questions. And what should I do? Stand up? Okay. So, it goes this way. just to explain, we divided again on Wednesday to constant tens in Petah Tikva. At the moment it's for 3 or 4 months, so that every ten should have 10 people that said that they come 6 or 7 times a week. The reason we did it this way is that in a lesson we'll have at least 8 friends in your table. So one guy is on duty, night duty, and the other is on sound duty. So you'll have at least 8. And what we discovered that some friends were not registered from all kinds of reasons. So maybe they didn't write their framework. So that's why we're completing these friends to some of the tens. We want to have no more than 13 friends in the ten, because that's what the friends asked for. We'll see how it goes, because more friends who are not registered are appearing. So what we're still asking you to fill the tables, even if it's not in the, for instance, one day Tel Aviv group is not here, so just complete a table when you come over. We know about 2 tens that had a serious problem last week. We said that we didn't know how they're going to function. We completed some friends there. One more 10, we have a problem. Problem meaning maybe 3 friends come to the morning lesson, or maybe the whole ten is can't function. So if you have these cases, please pass them on to us. Also, I have some questionnaire for the friends during the week, so we can see what's going on in the tens. I presume that there will be other changes in the tens, so be patient. Also, don't be offended because we didn't put you in a ten. We have some messages we're getting. Why didn't you put me in a ten? The society threw me out. Understand, sometimes we have technical problems. We're trying to take care of everything. One more very important thing is don't wait for the system. It's true, we had some time of that we didn't know what's going on, but that's it, it's over. So we're in these tens unless something extreme happens. Until the final correction, we're in this ten. That's why all these things we were talking about, the collector in the ten, the weekly collector, if the ten wants to meet every week or to go out to dissemination every day, to join the Zoom, this way, that way. Don't wait. Make this arvut, the final correction, in the ten. It will not change too much unless the situation becomes a problem. That's it in general.
Of course, I also meant that treasurer is inside the ten, but it's simply the guard that keeps watch. What happens with the screens? Treasurers, yes. I have
one small optimistic thing for Mushi. It's from the writings of the last generation. An idea has to take time in man's mind. It takes more than at least 3 generations of tranquility and general agreement. That's why many more things will happen in the world before we will come to the edge. And the best way to cook an idea is through religion.
Clear, Moshe. Hold on, now. Everyone listens? Moscow.
Yeah,
we have 3 questions about the Congress. First of all, we have a tremendous love for the New York group, for all the work they're doing. We know it's not simple at all to completely annul to other groups all the time, or the views of the friends, because as usual, they don't always fall into place with your personal views. That's why we're expressing all the warmth and the hope that they'll make it. They'll succeed with a great success, this duty they have. We're going to support them from all the worldly. We're with them. We're with all our heart and soul. So we really hope that this Congress will turn the New York group into the true New York group that will lead all the North American CLI. That's the first thing we wanted to say. Second thing. First question. The first virtual congress took place immediately after Sukkot holiday. The second congress is immediately after Hanukkah. How can that add to the congress? I wouldn't think to connect these two things together. It just turned out this way. I didn't determine these dates on my own. The groups picked them, they counseled, and that's it. For me, it doesn't matter. You want to do it tomorrow? We'll have it tomorrow. For me, it doesn't matter. There is no connection between Hanukkah and Sukkot in these congresses. No. Don't think that we're having some spiritual special action, that first of all you light the candles of Hanukkah and then we're having the virtual congress. No. For us, it's enough to have a congress without the candles of Hanukkah. Yeah. Second question. Well, preparing to the Congress, we found out that the Congress will be in an uncomfortable time. It's virtual. And it's best not to make the effort to meet. It's best if we stay a virtual Congress, a group. On the other hand, some of the groups in the world, as for example, friends from Constanz group in Romania gathered today, and they say it's the opposite. We should actually make the efforts and to physically gather together. What is your opinion regarding the correct thing to do? Maybe you can elaborate about the virtual concept. Being virtual has nothing to do with the time of the Congress, because we want to be together in the Congress, and it's difficult. Especially, it's difficult for Israel, because in Israel, Sunday is a work day. And all we have for rest is Saturday. That's why on Shabbat, we can have all the lessons, but it turns out that on Shabbat, we're having... For us, what happens is that on Saturday we have one lesson, then Saturday night, and then Saturday evening for us it's Sunday. So my advice to the Israeli group is to stay through the second, I think it's the second or the third, the lesson that ends at 11 p.m. or 12 p.m. 11 p.m. Israel time, it's the end of the third lesson. Starts at 8:30 until 11 p.m. That's the third lesson. And the fourth starts at 2:35 a.m. Sunday for us. And then, so we can be either in the second or the third lesson, right? I prefer us to be, and when is the one lesson before that? Activity on Saturday, the second, we meet at 3 p.m. Actually, the lesson starts at 4 p.m. until 6:30. Oh, so, suppose 6:30, 7, 8, we go to sleep, we wake up as usual at 2 a.m. to the fourth lesson. I'm in favor of that. Not to break the order. If we do it the other way around, you will fall asleep in the third lesson and you won't be able to go to sleep for the fourth lesson. Habit is still a habit. And also Abash, he wouldn't support that. Because you can't do anything against the body. That's why I will certainly be with you in New York, both in both lessons, but except for Israel or any other group, whatever they decide, I don't know. If we would have a day off on Sunday, we would certainly be with you all the time. But because there is no day off on Sunday, I have to cancel the participation of one of the lessons. We're going to skip the 8 o'clock lesson. That's it. Otherwise, you won't get any, both lessons will be missed. But that's only about Israel. Any other group, because all the rest of the groups have a day off so that they can think how to do it on their own. That's a problem. With America, we'll always have a problem because their head is down. It's upside down, their head. What can we do? That's it. Third question. Third and last question. You said today in the beginning of the lesson that our whole work is only to scrutinize the positive between us rather than the negative. Rav, wait a minute. Where is that written? We have to find it. Yes? That we're not scrutinizing, we're not awakening, we're not evoking negative things. Rather, love covers all transgressions. I don't awaken a transgression in order to cover it with love. I'm given the negative from above. The Creator, thank God, He knows the work. But for me to know how to cover what he's evoking, that's the only work I have. Yes. Always turn to the right. You have all these verses. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, keep on going. So what do they want? Yeah, that was the introduction for the question. Now the question is, throughout all the lessons, you always tell us to always take the example from our central group. Which group, what example we, the world groups, should take from the central groups as a participation in the preparation for the Congress? I don't know. Example for congresses? I don't know. An example from the Moscow group. They had a virtual congress. I don't know. You're consulting with them, right? Now you'll have the experience. Then you'll have Kiev. After Kiev, you'll have someone else, and maybe St. Petersburg, or etc. That's how we'll go from one group to another. So that everyone has experience how to make these congresses, and also then they'll connect their technical stuff better, and everyone will recruit towards that. I don't think that in virtual congresses you have one leading group. It is possible that, talking about the equipment, I don't know, there are technical guys here who are up there. Maybe they're up there, upstairs. So maybe we have to find solutions. We're translating here, right? Translators are sitting, and other people, and the sound, video, etc. But, and I'm here. But that's technical stuff. Technical. We are ready to be activated by the New York group this time. Next time, whoever wants to be in charge of the Congress, either Peter or Kiev, go ahead. Any group that has at least 10 men can be in charge of a virtual Congress. Odessa, don't wave the hand because you don't have 10 people. I'm also sorry, but you don't have them. What can you do? That's all. What? Regarding the schedule of the Congress, shouldn't we maybe to find a different time so that the whole world can be together instead of... Try it, guys. You're asking me? You're sitting this way and waiting for it to be handed to you on a tray. I was also handed on a tray. But after we consulted with all the worldly, we decided this is the schedule. These are the subjects for the lessons. They passed it to Yaniv. He, as usual, suggests, took out of his bag. He doesn't have to think. Presses a button and boom, all the lessons are filled with quotes, the way they say. No, it is this way. I see it. And is it a schedule? Whatever is comfortable to New York, that's what they did. You see, look at their faces. What egoists sit there. They did what feels comfortable for them. And I'm saying that on purpose, because why aren't you checking it? Why don't you tell them that we can't? Now, I was your guardian saying I'm going to cancel one lesson. Maybe you want to do something else. Go ahead. There's still time. Think about it. How? But first of all, I'm thinking about the work day. You have a work day. Some people here work. Everyone works here. And they drive the car, maybe during the day they also drive. These people have to sleep at least 5 hours in the night. So when? With this schedule, they have no time to sleep. I'm not talking about the people who work here in the factory. They sleep all day long. I'm talking about people who work in a real job. Yeah? So suppose there is no solution, and this is the perfect solution. Well, still, a person who wants to take half a day off on Sunday, you decide that. I don't decide anything. You decide. A day off, not a day off. Take a day from your work. Come to a lesson. Don't come to a lesson. You decide that. And just as I'm not in charge of you being here in the lesson or not. That's it. My question is it possible to stay in the third lesson here in Petrikva? If you can, should we stay all throughout the Congress? I think that we should have it to the way it is now. Right now, we should cancel the third lesson. You want to cancel the fourth lesson instead? I don't know. The third lesson ends at 11. It's not that late. If you go to sleep, say you'll sleep from 12 till the morning, maybe that's better. Maybe. But still, it breaks this habit. Because usually you sleep instead of the third lesson. Okay, you decide. I don't say anything. I won't say anything anymore. I'm willing. I don't care. Anyhow, I'll be there in the time of the lesson, this way or that way. So for me, it's straight. Okay. Yes. No questions. New York has a question? Yes.
Another question, Rav, but just to explain to everyone that the schedule that was proposed takes into consideration friends also on the West Coast of the United States and also in South America. So this is a schedule that is designed to accommodate, to allow more friends to be in this Congress, because last Congress, when it was in the Moscow time, about half the people that we would normally expect did not show up. So we hope that this schedule will help them. And also that normally whenever there's a Congress in the Eastern Hemisphere,
okay,
everyone here on this side also stays up and goes through tremendous efforts to be part of it. So we understand that there's no ideal time, and if we want to have four lessons, then somewhere around the world someone will not have ideal sleep time.
All right, I'm not going into that. I'm willing, just as you said, you saw. You decided about the schedule for everyone, including me, and I didn't say a word. I didn't say half a word. That's it. All the rest, you'll manage. I think that, but there's only problem here in Israel, because for them, Sunday is a work day instead of a day off, like the whole world. So you decide, you want to have the third lesson or the fourth lesson cancel? It's your business. I don't care, because I'm here and during the lesson. I don't even know if you're here or not. I'm up there in the studio or in my room. I'm giving the lesson. That's it. Okay.
Lay,
L'chaim to everyone. We'll see you in an hour, whoever is with us in the meal. Yeah, I'm talking instead of you already. So, we will probably cancel the fourth lesson, right? Not the third, like I said. I'm following the people. It's democracy. And then we'll have the first, third lesson with everyone. And the fourth, we're going to sleep. Nothing here. We're throwing everyone out of here so that whoever has a job will work the next day with all this strength. All right, and yeah, you say something. Okay, so we're going to meet you at 9 o'clock.